Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 8.33 on a sunny and possibly cold Monday morning. Bookings open today in the Festival of Ideas. The annual event is run by the University of Cambridge with a series of talks that are largely free to attend. Ariel Rettick is the festival's coordinator and is here now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, about the festival itself, and actually how long has it been running?
Yeah, so the festival is now going to be in its 11th year. So
oh,
it's
wow.
been going for a while, and it's been growing every year. Last year we welcomed 25,000 visits over the course of 2 weeks, almost all of them to free events. So we're growing stronger.
That is a scary amount of events to have to organise.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved for?
I've been running the festival. This is my second one, mm-hmm. but I've been working with the festival for 4.5 years now.
And so when does this all take place?
It's the 15th to the 28th of October. It's always the last 2 weeks of October, including half term and a second week.
Fab. Could you take us through some of the events? Like what are some of the ones sure. that sort of stand out for you, or any new ones that you think particularly sound interesting?
Sure. So the festival celebrates everything that's not science. We have a science festival for that.
Mm-hmm.
So politics, art, history, literature, language, all of that. And this year we have a theme, as we have every year, and the theme is extremes. So we have a lot of events looking at political extremism, religious fundamentalism, you know, tough, serious topics,
yeah.
but also more lighthearted ones. For example, the Polar Museum has events for children looking at the people who live in extreme environments and the native people of the polar regions. So we have quite a wide variety of events to suit, you know, all tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And how serious are they? You know, because it's organised by the university, people are thinking to themselves, "Oh dear, you know, this is like a serious afternoon."
Yeah, we go from some very, very serious topics. We have a talk called "How Democracy Ends," for example. And as I said,
some might argue it already has.
Well, some might. You might want to come to the festival and find out. Our opinions, but we have a wide range of different events. And I think, you know, this is really to anyone, if you're interested in reading the paper, if you like following, you know, current events, if you want to find out more about the world and like hearing discussion, then come along. You know, most of the people speaking are academics, but of course these are not, this is not for academics. This is done for the people in the city, in the area, to come in, to enjoy, to listen, to ask questions and to discuss.
But I've been to some of these events in previous years, and when you say academics, we're not talking sort of, you know, dusty 87-year-olds. We're, you know, these are people like yourself, youngish people with beards and everything, fashionable beards, not the old types you see on the Open University.
we have a mix of academics, but we encourage sort of approachable discussions. There's always time to ask questions at the end, and the talks, again, they're not seminars. You know, we ask people who we know are great speakers to come in and discuss their work and discuss current affairs.
Because it is a showcase quite often, I think, for the university's work, isn't it? Which I guess is part of the reason why you put the thing on in the first place, allowing the university to show off, if you like, and to demonstrate that the kind of work that goes on in the corridors is actually quite relevant to today.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not from Cambridge and I didn't actually study here, but I know the university has sometimes a reputation, and what I like to do is to invite people into the university, and most of our events are at the university, to see that it's not a black box, that the people who teach there, that the people who do research there are people, and they do some incredible work and some of the most amazing work in the world. You know, we have some of the leading experts in the world in most topics, really. So, and I love giving people the opportunity to come and listen to them and to come and chat to them and to come and ask them questions for free.
Yeah.
And the other thing we do is we also work with a lot of community organizations. Anglia Ruskin is a big partner of ours. Lots of arts organizations, music organizations, museums, whether part of the university or not, are all involved and all put on events too. So it's a nice way of reaching out and inviting people in.
What's the one event? What's the unmissable one? Which when bookings are bookings opening at 9 this morning? Is that when it opens?
They open at 11.
At 11. Yeah. Oh, that's very university, isn't it?
I have time to get back to the office and man the phones.
Yeah. So what's the Robbie Williams equivalent, which people are going to be booking for?
It's always, I mean, obviously, lots and lots of great events. One I'm particularly looking forward to is we have the author Tara Westover coming on Saturday the 20th. She's being interviewed by the journalist Hadley Freeman. Now, Tara Westover wrote an autobiography of her life. She grew up in a Mormon survivalist family in Utah, wasn't even allowed to go to school, and ended up with a PhD from Cambridge. So she has quite an incredible story about education, empowerment, and sort of, you know, going against the odds through what was a pretty horrific sounding childhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Mm. Lucy is nodding here, which either means you know the book, or it's bringing you memories of growing up in Sicily.
I actually vaguely know Tara. Mm. I mean, a few years ago, I used to work for university. Mm-hmm. I used to work for one of the scholarship bodies there, and she was a Gates Cambridge scholar.
Yes.
And so I've heard her story, and it is a truly unbelievable story. She is clearly massively gifted, academically, and the idea that she did not have formal education till the age of 15, and then I met her in Cambridge, having won one of the most prestigious scholarships at one of the most prestigious universities. And it's just funny that in Cambridge I keep hearing her name keeps cropping up. I think she was at the festival, the literary festival earlier this year,
and she was at the Hay Festival as well. We often have Cambridge researchers there. But of course, those two you have to pay for. You can come and listen to her for free at the Festival of Ideas.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because on the one hand, there was a story which I think Daniel ran on the news yesterday. Yet another of these, university not letting in, people from enough wide range of backgrounds. But here we have somebody who has clearly shone through again.
Yeah. Well, to me, the university has a reputation, and what me also coming from the outside, I delight in kind of showing that it's not like that, it's full of real people doing amazing things, and it's a great thing to showcase.
No, absolutely. So how do we book then? What do we need to do?
So the best thing to do is to go online this morning from 11. All the bookings will go live. Our website is festivalofideas.cam.ac.uk. You can also give us a call on Cambridge 766 766. Although I would caution you that, again, we are a very small team, so the phone lines are very busy.
There's like three or four people in your team, isn't there?
Exactly.
Something like this.
So if lines are busy, call later, but do call.
Do call, but I would recommend going online.
Absolutely. And most are free. That's the key thing. We must emphasise that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it all starts on?
On the 15th of October.
And
it goes on for 2 weeks till the 28th.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to whiz through the programme,
yes,
see if there's something. Ariel, thank you very much
for
coming in. Ariel Vetic, who is the coordinator of the Festival of Ideas, takes us to 8:42.